Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Peter, James, and John followed Jesus up that mountain. And they wanted to stay on top at first. And then they grew afraid. Then it was Jesus who was the only one left. And they followed where he led. Whatever trouble they had already faced by following Jesus, it was nothing like what they would be facing in the near future. Following Jesus would lead them into the deep, dark cavern of death. But as much as their spirits were willing to follow Jesus, their flesh was still weak. These same men who saw Jesus transfigured would be the same three to follow Jesus into the garden. They were the ones who would hear his prayer. They are the ones who would fall asleep even upon the request of Jesus to remain awake. Jesus spoke of Peter's own denial, and it was Peter who said he would rather die than deny Jesus. But it would be Peter who would draw his sword when the Son of Man was being betrayed into the hands of sinners, just as Jesus said he would when he would be handed over so that salvation of the whole world would be won. John would follow Jesus at a distance. He found his way into the courtyard because of his connections. But John did not raise his voice. And we don't know what James did. With Moses and Elijah, these big three pillars of the faith, would have preferred to stay there on the mountain. Peter, James, and John wanted the glory, it seems, without the suffering that comes along with being followers of Jesus. Followers of the Christ. If the head suffers, so will the body. But the members of the body don't necessarily enjoy that. Peter, James, and John probably didn't like the idea of Calvary. And honestly, neither do a lot of Christians. We don't like the agony and bloody sweat which Jesus faced as he did what the Christ was to do for us and for our salvation. You need to remember that the transfiguration occurs only a few days after Jesus' first prediction of his passion and what Peter had to say. Far be it from you, Lord. This will never happen to you. You shouldn't suffer and die. I bet Peter wishes he could have those words back. To their shame, Peter, James, and John did not want Calvary. They didn't want the new and greater Zion, where God's own blood would be spilt and the Lamb of God slain for the sins of the world, because they didn't want to see the Son of God suffer. Yet Moses and Elijah came to the Mount of Transfiguration in the only way that men can, through the means of death. There's no other way for a man to be made glorious. You either die to this life and ascend and are transformed as your Savior is transformed, or you die an eternal death and descend. All men are the same. For all men die, even those who will still be living when our Lord returns will have either died in holy baptism and therefore go on to live life, or they will die eternally. Peter, James, and John would all learn, and so do we. Peter would weep bitter tears, tears of sorrow. The strength that he had gained from years of fishing on the Sea of Galilee, the street smarts he had gained through his business, all would melt away to nothing when confronted with the glory of the Lord shining through the very body and even clothing of the man Jesus. He was afraid. And whatever other strength he may have had after such a night was stripped away to nothing when he was faced with the Lord's willingness to suffer and to die at the hands of sinful men who put him on the cross, and his willingness to also suffer and die for those who betrayed him or denied him, like Peter did on Maundy Thursday. We know that Jesus saw him, and Peter saw him as well, and Peter wept. It is there, face to face with the Lord's glory shining through the suffering servant of Jesus, that Peter knew how far he had gone and how far he had fallen, how awful the acts that he had committed were in denying Jesus those three times. The eyes of Jesus would fall upon him, the rooster would crow, Peter would weep. But for whom else does this rooster crow? Indeed, Peter, but it also crows for you and for me. Betrayers, cowards, those who keep our mouths shut, those who follow Jesus, but we don't necessarily enjoy the path that Jesus takes. We're all self-serving. We are conniving, trying to get a bigger slice of the pie for ourselves in this world. We try to make sure that we look good in front of our fellow neighbors, and so on and so forth. We try to put up our grand facade about how great we are, but how foolish we are to think that our sins won't be found out. If not by men, surely God will find them out. So we should not dare to challenge God and risk his righteous wrath. Whatever you think you are going to do, it will not stand in the day of testing. You can't outmaneuver God. Repent. Weep bitter tears before him. Turn from yourself. Turn from your sins. Rather, turn to Christ and the mercy which he has for you. And then arise. Do not be afraid, but follow Jesus, living before him in righteousness and purity forever. God, who is patient, has not thrown you to the wolves, but because he is good and his mercy endures forever, he promises to love you. And unlike men, God does not lie. Arise and see Jesus only and follow him. Your own time of transfiguration and glorification is coming. But be focused upon him and not yourself. Keep your eyes on Jesus and his unfailing love and his promise. Follow him where he leads. Follow him to the cross. He went to that horrendous death like a lamb led to the slaughter for us all. And he did so without complaint. He went fully aware of what was going to happen to him. He would go to the next mountain, to the Mount of Calvary, to suffer and die in your place in perfect obedience, making his Father even more pleased by his priestly sacrifice. He knew what it would cost to bring Peter, James, John, Moses, Elijah, and even us here before his Father in heaven. Our Lord has always been willing to lay down his own life that we might be reconciled to his Father. He desires now that your joy be made full in him, that your peace be complete, that your peace be everlasting, your future assured. He restores again you to communion with him. So he went to the cross out of his own motivation and desire to make all of this so. And he lays down his life so that he might take it up again and thus lead you through the shadow of the valley of death and thus into the house of the Lord, to his very table that he has prepared before you, even in the midst of your enemies of sin, Satan, and death itself, so that you with him might mock them all. Christ has kept the promise made at the Transfiguration. He has brought the body of man born of Mary to its exaltation from the grave. He has made you his inheritance once again. His atoning death, his justifying resurrection, and his life-giving ascension was his exodus from this world. But it's also your exodus. He is the cloud, and he is the light. He leads you out of death's dark veil and slavery and into a land that the Father Abraham and all the saints before you enjoy now. Follow your Savior where he leads, for he leads out of death and leads into everlasting life and blessedness. So arise. Do not be afraid. God is far more patient with you than we will ever know. His love is not stopped by our guilt, but he himself has provided the lamb for the sacrifice, and there is nothing more to pay. All sins have been paid for by the blood of the Son, Jesus. And it's he who has placed his name now upon you. He is well pleased with you on account of Christ's name. He provides this day for your nourishment and strength, for your courage and loyalty. Do not be afraid, but eat and drink. Rejoice and rest. Receive the sustenance needed for the journey ahead. Keep the vision of our Lord's transfiguration in your mind as we follow Jesus now to the cross in just a few short weeks. Know what is on the other side of his suffering, his exaltation, and thus even our own. Let us ever walk with Jesus and follow where he leads, for in his transfiguration we behold our own. In the holy and blessed name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit bless you and preserve you unto life everlasting. Amen.